97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That's the sound of baseball, in my head anyway. Oh, this is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Yeah, we're going to talk guns. We're going to talk target practice. We're going to talk places you can go to. But it is baseball season, and with the warmer temperatures, it feels so wonderful. Because this cold snap this last week, I went right back into hibernation mode in a heartbeat, started a fire, and tried to stay warm. And now the temperatures are up now, so that's a good thing. Mark is going to be joining us in just a moment. Carl Middleman, are you in baseball fever heaven?
I'm in baseball heaven mode. We still have we still have a couple hockey games left, but I went to some games this weekend.
You are the busiest guy in this business. I'm telling you.
Thanks.
You're working everywhere. You're getting up at the butt crack of dawn. This is Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, and we've got some great guests for you. Mantis X is going to be featured on the program. If you don't know what it is, or if you do know what it is, they've got some improvements coming along that we want to share with you. So we're going to talk to Richard Wright in our second segment. But in this segment, we are going to replay a conversation for especially Illinois residents. If you are a legal gun owner, guess what? You might get to buy another insurance policy. Yeah, who needs that? Mark Walters is going to join us. We're going to replay that conversation talking about, for legal gun owners, you might have to carry liability insurance specifically for that. Mark, take it away.
Mark Walters back with us from Armed American Radio this morning, and of course, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation as well. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for having me, guys. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
That Beto O'Rourke bite will never get old, because it's exactly what J.B. Pritzker and gang in Illinois went out and did. They took away your AK-47 and your AR-15. And today, they a task force is meeting in Illinois that was passed by the legislature, creating this task force, to craft a requirement that all gun owners carry liability insurance. Not the criminals who commit the crimes, but the legal gun owners have to carry liability insurance.
Yeah, the model for this goes back, guys, to San Jose, California, that commie-run place out in 2022. Pre-Bruin, Mark, and it's important that we point out that it was pre-Bruin decision, doing essentially the same thing. Now, that worked its way through courts. You had a liberal judge out in California uphold San Jose's gun insurance requirement on Second Amendment, or toss the case on Second Amendment grounds, and uphold the gun insurance requirement, what they call the Gun Harm Reduction Act. Is there any other terms they can come up with? Yeah. Gun Harm Reduction Act, where the mayor of San Jose admitted, much like if we go back to our discussions to the New Mexico governor, who said, yeah, well, what I'm proposing won't stop criminals. The San Jose mayor said the same thing. And on top of that insurance requirement is a $25 fee that is to be given to a quote-unquote nonprofit that they choose to disperse those funds to reduce gun harm. And, of course, Brady was instrumental. That's who the city turned to. Now, this is still working its way through the courts. I've been unable to find a final disposition on that. And before the show today, I did reach out to Alan Gottlieb, keeping in mind that he's on Pacific time. I really wanted to get an answer for you on this today to find out where the final disposition stood. And because I don't have that, I can safely say I believe that it is still winding its way through the courts. But the bigger point here is that this is proof positive that the liberals, regardless of where they are, will stop at nothing, absolutely nothing. Now, Bruin will eventually wipe all of this out, but at what expense to taxpayers in blue locales around the country?
Yeah, well, and I where does it stop? I mean, what part of shall not be infringed don't they understand that they could put this extra burden on people before they can go out and exercise their constitutional right to purchase a weapon if they pass a background check?
Yeah, well, it's not. They don't. It's never going to end, which, again, I mean, you know, for guys like me, you know, my show is Armed American Radio. It's job security for me. I mean, just Google gun control right now while we're live on the air, and there's my show for the next 2 years. You know, it never stops. And they don't care. You know, you have to look past no further than Biden. And I mean, tie all this together with the whole political spectrum. When you look at a guy like Biden and what he's doing with student loans, the Supreme Court says, no, I don't care. They just don't care. they will continue to go, and people like you and I will talk about it. It's why these shows are so important, and we will continue to be there to fight them and beat them back in courtrooms across the country every day. Unfortunately, at great expense.
Hey, Mark, we're talking a lot about the election here in Missouri today, and I was looking at the bios for a number of candidates, and of course, all of them are saying how important school safety is and just changes they want to make it safer. But a number of them, especially these NEA-backed candidates, that would mean taking away the guns from all of us who have a constitutional right to have one.
Correct. And the circle of hypocrisy here, Kim, is crazy. If you were to go, for example, to Florida, I'm beginning to do my research for my show today. The Sun Sentinel in Florida has an article that is kind of in tune with what we're talking about. Is Florida's red flag law working? Gun deaths are up, but mass shootings down. And they're going to say that they're going to try to tie that to red flag laws that were signed by Scott shortly after Parkland. Well, what happens, the reason that mass shootings are down is because all schools in Florida are armed under the Guardian program, and you have sheriffs in Florida that stand up and say, if you come to a school, if you kick in a door, we want people to kill you to save the taxpayers' money.
Yes.
But that doesn't make the news in the context of what you're talking about here, because they're trying to push their legislative agenda, which is all guns are bad, all gun owners are bad. When you have a mayor in San Jose that says flat out, what we're doing isn't going to reduce crime because only law-abiding people are going to get the insurance, which, by the way, doesn't carry the weight of law. They can't take away your guns. It's all symbolic, and it's all designed to take money and tax a constitutional right.
I love that you brought up how this relates to schools, because it we've got a big school board elections going on here today. I've got a voter guide out on it, trying to get people to elect candidates to the board who aren't endorsed by the NEA, because the NEA has on its website, its list of political activism on its website is to ban guns. That's what they're after. They're never going to agree an NEA-backed candidate to having a good guy with a gun in a school who could defend the innocent victims who are there.
That's correct. And isn't that more proof, Mark and Kim and listeners, that when we talk about this, that we talk about politics, you know, we all hear the phrase, all politics is local. This is where it begins. You got to start at your local school board and go up from there.
Yeah.
When you get to the National Teachers Union, so that's exactly what's happening. And this is all tied in to the entire left-wing agenda. But the bigger picture here is the fact that they simply don't care. While they pretend to protect democracy, they abuse and destroy democracy in the process to do it. And forget to mention that we're not a democracy, which is mob rule. A lynch mob is democracy. 51 people out of 100 say that person should be hung. We're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. But they abuse the tenets of democracy while claiming to want to protect it and demonize those they disagree with. It's complicated, it's fun, and it's why we do what we do, and they are never going to go away, ever. This election coming up in November, we say it all the time, but it's all on the line. The country's going to shift one way or the other after November. And it better be the right way.
Amen.
Or the trouble's coming.
Amen to that. Mark, remind people where they can listen to Armed American Radio.
Yeah, armedamericanradio.com, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Central Time, and Sundays from 7 to 10 p.m., armedamericanradio.com. You can listen or watch live.
Keep up the fight. You're a great American.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. You guys are doing it, man. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Mark, for everything you guys do.
You bet. Mark Walters, always great to get him on here. It's this simple.
Shall not be infringed.
It's that simple. Even AI can do it. Shall not be infringed.
Dang right, but you still might need an insurance policy for it. Anyway, right?
You're right.
Mark Walters is always a great guest, and we appreciate him. So we are going to be telling you about a very cool deal. If you're a union member, you need to know about the Union Sportsman's Alliance. That's coming up in our last segment of the show with Sam Phipps. We'll talk to him, but coming up next, because they are so kind to donate to the Big Dogs Poker Bash for May 5th at the Holiday Inn Six Flags. If you'd like to play in a Texas Hold'em tourney, go to Eureka Police Officer Support Fund Facebook page to get signed up. But we are going to thank and talk to the folks from Mantis X coming up next. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews, along with Mark Cox and Carl Middleman, our producer.
Pew, pew!
and this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. Now, when it comes to the suppressor market, Razorback Armory absolutely has the best selection, and you can start that process very easily. I saw a guy going through it the other day when I was in the store. Check them out on Manchester Road, just a half mile east of 270, and their website, RazorbackArmory.com. My guest right now, Richard Wright. He is the territory sales manager for Mantis X, and we've had Richard on before to talk about this wonderful dry fire training system that Mantis has improved and perfected. And there is no kidding. Over what was the holiday we just passed, was it Easter? Yeah, it was Easter. Was over at friends, and the gal is a shooter, and she tried out the Mantis X for the first time and absolutely loved it. And it's a fact, 94% of shooters improve after using Mantis X for just 20 minutes. Richard, welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. How are you, my friend?
I am great. Thank you for having me, Bo.
Yeah, buddy. So what's going on with Mantis X? I mean, the product is fantastic, also available at Razorback Armory, but you can also buy it online. Let's talk about the actual system, and the biggest benefit I can share is you're saving on ammo, but you're increasing muscle memory, right?
Correct, but you're also fixing bad habits.
Yeah,
so
right.
You could have muscle memory, but is that muscle memory done the right way? So, for example, we get a lot of people talking about carrying with an empty chamber.
Yes.
And they're always bringing up the Israeli army that carries that or used to carry that way. And we always tell them, yeah, but, you know, the Israeli special forces and the Israeli army, they practice this 8 hours a day for like 6 months before they start carrying that way.
Right.
And they've got to do the same repetition over and over and over again, the exact same way. So Mantis helps you reprogram that muscle memory through our daily challenges and our daily drills.
And I have to tell you, Richard, I love the daily drills because it's things you wouldn't think of, like laying on the ground and shooting at the target, dry firing, of course. That was one that kind of threw me off guard. And when I was visiting over Easter with that friend I was just talking about, I said, I want you to try and do some shooting with your non-dominant hand because, I mean, we've all seen movies. We all see your dominant hand could be injured or shot or held or restricted. And that's why I always encourage to practice with both. Not that everybody's ambidextrous, but to have that experience, it's also a huge benefit. But they are so creative at Mantis X to do the daily challenges. What are some ones that have caught you off guard?
I'm a firearms instructor as well here in the state of Illinois, and I teach concealed carry classes and I teach firearms classes.
Yeah.
And I put every one of my students through the Mantis before they go out and do a live fire session. And I get a lot of students that the same thing that you just talked about with one-handed drills, and they find that they do better with their left hand.
Yeah.
But on a daily challenge, I'll wait for it to go to either the cell phone or the key,
yep.
The car key ones, because a lot of people don't think about that they're at their most vulnerable when they're walking down the street with a talk on a cell phone because you're not paying attention. And if you're not paying attention and you're not tactically sound or tactically aware, then, bad things are going to happen. And this is one of those drills that helps take you out of that standard regime of just standing there shooting at a target. This actually changes your physiological effects and see how you react to those physiological effects.
That's right.
And to that stress of having to pull that weapon and drop that phone, because most people aren't going to drop their phone. They're going to hesitate because muscle memory kicks in and we always, store our phone when we're done talking. So that could actually be a hindrance to you if you need to use lethal force.
It's so true. I was at a live range not long ago, and they had a wall that you could stand behind and shoot from behind, and that's also one of the challenges that Mantis X is, I mean, so creatively have come up with. It's almost like every scenario. It's really truly like having your own instructor on a range without having to go through a bunch of ammo, because every situation is different. Shooting from, you know, around a wall or something like that. The laying down one thing threw me for a loop, and the car keys thing. It's like, yeah, drop your keys and fire. But for people that are listening, they probably heard of Mantisex. Let's talk about how easy it is to attach to your firearm and to connect your phone and all that. Let's explain that part.
So once you get the sensor out of the box, it attaches to any 1913 Picatinny rail. You don't have a rail on your firearm. We have multiple options to use. One of them is the X10 Elite comes in the box with the X10 Elite, and that's our universal mag rail adapter. You can put that on the bottom of your magazine. If you have a rifle that doesn't have a Picatinny rail, you can mount it anywhere. A couple other things we have is we have specific base plate adapters, and we have what we call BR4s. They're bore rail adapters.
Yep, I love that.
They stick it in your barrel, and it creates a Picatinny rail, and you just slide the Mantis sensor onto that. You then power up the, push the power button, sync it to your device via Bluetooth, and within 2 to 3 seconds, it's connected. Once you connect, it may ask you to calibrate. It tells you what to do on the screen to calibrate, and it's as simple as laying the gun down flat on a non-movable surface, and it will calibrate itself, and then you're ready to go. You pick a drill, or you go down to the very bottom, and you pick the instructor in the box.
Right.
We have training courses built in that we will give you a course completion certificate and a patch once you finish those drills.
Well, I'm going to get mine before Mark Cox and Carl Middleman, because we all have the system, but I'm the only one, I think, that's really used it at any extent. But it really is cool, because for each shot, it'll also guide you, because once you do a series, let's say it's a 10-shot, you know, test or whatever, it's going to give you suggestions on how to improve, and that's where the results of 94% of shooters improve in 20 minutes, and they back it up by Mantisex, and it's true. If you really follow the instructions, it is tremendous. Now, you also have, for those that are thinking, man, I need to get this system, you also have a special system for an AR platform, so you don't have to waste that expensive ammo, but you can still get used to that firearm before you take it out to the range, or God forbid you need it for something serious. Let's explain Blackbeard.
So Blackbeard is a bolt carrier group that drops into your AR-15, any mil-spec AR-15. The magazine is the battery pack. And what it is it's a auto-trigger reset system for your AR-15. So it'll allow you to utilize your AR-15's trigger and your gun hardware, everything that you have in your firearm. It'll allow you to use it without having to charge the charging handle.
Yeah.
A cool thing is we've just come out with one for the MCX, and we've got some other ones coming down the pike this year. And I can tell you on this station, I give you a little sneak peek.
Okay.
So we have the SCAR coming out. We have the AR-10 Blackbeard coming out.
Whoa.
And we have just designed one for the AK-47, and we have a working prototype. So now all those AK-47 fanatics out there and fans are going to be able to practice with their AK-47 as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I know for self-defense practice, I think it's fantastic. And really, if you're listening, you're going, you know what, I hate wasting ammo or going to the range and going through a lot because it gets expensive, but the Mantis X can work with anything. A 40, 45, 380, 223, 556, as he was just talking about with the Blackbeard system, 38 Special, 357, 45 Long Colt, 12 gauge. I didn't realize the Mantis X works with shotguns.
It does. And we also have a system called the Laser Academy. And Laser Academy is a laser cartridge that goes into your chamber for almost every popular caliber, including 12 gauge shotgun. And it will allow you to train with our targets, and you shoot the targets the laser will emit a red laser out of the cartridge and impact the target. And then your phone or tablet will score that will capture that laser hit on the target. And then your software that's in that device will actually score the target and tell you how many times you've hit the 10. If you you know, if you miss the 10,
right.
It's a great point of impact training as well to pair with either the X, well, with the X10, but with the Blackbeard, you have the laser already built into our bolt carrier group. So it's a good pairing with that as well. All you do is use our software and our targets. And now you can use that with the Blackbeard or the Blackbeard X.
I'm telling you, on this show, we preach all the time about cleaning your weapon on a regular basis so you're so familiar with it, training with it, whether it's a live range or you're doing the Mantis X thing. It's just about becoming familiar and becoming second nature, because when it hits the fan, you need to be ready and you need to be able to, you know, handle whatever the situation is, whether it's for sport or, you know, self-protection. I guess I would think that law enforcement and military have got to be huge fans of the Mantis X.
So 2 years ago, we picked up the United States Marine Corps.
Awesome.
Not too long after that, we picked up the U.S. Army. Now we've got a bunch of units within the U.S. Army using it. And we've also just recently picked up the United States Special Operations Command. Wow. So now we've got Rangers, SEALs, things of that sort using it. We actually have a SEAL that has a business that goes around and they train church staff, police departments, and things of that sort. And his whole team, every one of his instructors have a Blackbeard X, and that's what they train them with. And they're doing pretty well with that as well. So, yes. And then we have thousands and thousands of police departments across the country using them. And we are actually going to almost every major law enforcement show. I actually have one coming up this week in Indianapolis that I'm going to be going to, and, you know, showing off the product again there. It's kind of funny. We brought up the police department as well, Bo. The town I live in, the police department and the police department in about 20 minutes away, or the sheriff's department 20 minutes away, called my corporate and said, hey, we want to try out Mantis. And they told them where they were. And the marketing lady kind of chuckled on the phone and said, our territory manager lives in that town. let me get a hold of him. Within 10 minutes, I was at the police department demoing our product to both departments, because that other department was over there. One of the head guys of that department was already over here at the one in my town. And so they became, you know, now Mantis customers as well. And one of the police departments has stated that they've saved so much in ammo because they're a small town police department. They don't have a big budget for ammo, but they've saved a whole bunch, and they're seeing, you know, improvement in their officer shooting.
100%. Yep. I just absolutely love it. And there's so much great content out there on YouTube from you guys. And you are a man of action. I'm not surprised that you were over there in short order to show them this this system, because I literally just emailed you like the other day, and I said, hey, we got the Poker Bash coming up. Would you like to donate another system? Because you did that last year, and I think it went over retail price because people were after this thing. And within 6 minutes, I had an invoice that you have donated another system that will be on our silent auction for the Big Dogs Poker Bash, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th at the Holiday Inn Six Flags. Get your tickets on Facebook through the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. So, Richard, thank you so much for stepping up and being so quick about it. It's just impressive what you guys do.
It's not a problem, and you're very welcome. We like to support our police. We like to support, you know, nonprofit organizations. We are more than willing to step up. And this year I sent you something different than I did last year.
Uh-oh.
So this is going to go a little bit different. So
Okay. So before we started recording this conversation, you said there were a couple of things you could tease me about. You did share one thing, but is there anything else that we can show or talk about what's going to happen in 2024 with Mantis X and what your offerings are?
Yeah, so everybody get ready, because Mantis is about to change the way dry fire, or the world of dry fire. We have a system coming out that's affordable. I'll give you a little bit of teaser. Virtual reality.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Okay. I'm picturing the goggles on my head already.
Well, here's the beauty, that this one only attaches to your rifle. So I'll give you a little bit more in depth, and it'll help you out a little bit. We have a system coming out that will ship with a projector. It will utilize your pistol or your AR with either our, we're actually developing a pistol that we're going to use with that, or you can use the laser cartridge in your own pistol.
Okay.
Or you can use your AR-15. You're going to have your own virtual range in your house.
Whoa. You just blew my
mind. That's where the VR comes at, virtual range, not you know, the augmented reality or anything like that. So you're going to have a virtual range in your house. It's going to be affordable, and you're not going to have to buy special equipment. You know, we have some of the systems out there that, you know, you've got to buy a special rifle. That special rifle could be $3,000.
And a big screen. And I've heard some of these systems are $25,000 or more.
Yeah,
it's nuts. The other thing I wanted to mention before we cut you loose is that if you are strictly a bow hunter, Mantis works with your bow as well, and you can find out more.
Yep, and we just tell them just to get the X10 because that, you know, covers everything. The amount of bow hunters we're getting now is actually increasing as well. They're not a niche anymore.
I've been a big believer in what you guys do and how you train and how you've improved my shooting. And I'll just give you a little synopsis. I play this billiards game on my little iPad, and I've been playing it for like a year, and I thought, I'm going to be at a restaurant here soon with a pool table. I wonder if that's going to translate to actual playing. And Richard, I can tell you right now, I am a way better pool player than I ever was, because I've been doing things like what Mantis does. I'm a better shooter. I'm a better pool player. So look out, world. Well, you did email me and said you were going to be in town here very soon. So let's break bread when that happens. But Richard Wright, he's the territory sales manager for Mantis X. Thank you so much for your time and your donation to our Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, Big Dogs Poker Bash. Okay, buddy?
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great job. Okay, stick around. We've got more on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors next.
Welcome back. And you know, one of the things that I love doing more than anything is hunting and fishing and shooting, and you can wrap all that together with our next guest. That is Sam Phipps, Conservation Programs Manager for the Union Sportsmen's Alliance. And Sam, welcome to the program. How are you?
Man, I'm doing very good. I cannot thank you guys enough for having me on. Big fan and happy to be here. Thank you so much.
You know, we're all about the outdoors and Second Amendment issues and hunting, and we talk guns all the time. And I mean, your organization, maybe you can tell people a little bit about the background of the Union Sportsmen's Alliance.
Yeah, absolutely. Would be happy to do so. So the Union Sportsmen's Alliance, we are a union operated and union dedicated nonprofit conservation organization. And mainly what our mission is and what we do is we educate future generations of sportsmen and women. We conserve healthy wildlife habitat and volunteer our time and unique trade skills for conservation infrastructure projects all across the country. And these projects are really geared towards anything that improves public access to the outdoors for a quality place to hunt, fish, shoot, and for folks to recreate in the outdoors in their community.
Sam, Bo here. Hey, how long have you guys been an organization?
Bo, we started off in 2010, and that's when our program kicked off, and especially our Work Boots on the Ground program. And since that time, we've had, around 5,000 union members have came out to our projects and donated around 56,000 hours towards community service projects across the country.
Wow.
Yeah, that's outstanding. You know, I mean, I can't think of how many times I've thought, boy, you know, if I just had a good carpenter, I could do this or that. And so you guys are providing that kind of skill set in a volunteer way just to provide infrastructure, I'm assuming, for what, different parks and places like that?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. So what we bring to the table is pretty incredible. It's a very unique volunteer group. They're the most skilled men and women on the planet. So we work all across the country. We do a lot of projects for U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Army Corps of Engineers, and we put our folks in the community to, we build archery ranges, we build gun ranges, we do handicap accessible fishing piers, fishing docks, boat ramps, anything that improves that public access to the outdoors for people to get out. And it's absolutely incredible. It's really neat seeing folks like Army Corps, where the light bulb finally goes off in their head, like, wow, this isn't just your average volunteer group. You know, it's these folks are, they do infrastructure for a living. It's how they feed their families. And when they have their free time, they're joining us on our projects and our youth events and giving back.
Well, it's really exciting that your membership is growing by leaps and bounds, because in the day of American Legions and VFWs and Lions and all these other organizations, they're struggling with older members just trying to hang on, and it's hard to recruit new members. I guess maybe the combination of hardworking Americans and the outdoor life is definitely tantalizing for a lot of people, would you say?
Oh, completely agree. Yes, sir, absolutely. And, and it's unfortunate to see those organizations kind of declining in membership. And, one thing that we like to offer the Union Sports Alliance is we offer our membership a way to recreate outside of the workplace. You know, we have an entire sporting clays tour that we put on across the country where members are able to come out with their local, with their apprentices, with their families even, and enjoy a day of sporting clays or trap shooting, and or even come down to our fishing events or our conservation dinners we put on. And that's how, you know, we really see our membership grow that way. Just give them a really fun activity to do outside the workplace.
Yeah, and they get their families involved, and maybe that's the thing that gets them hooked, right? Because my kid was a great trap shooter, but of course we didn't know that, and he was actually at a scouting event one time, and they were doing some trap shooting, and he was basically a natural at it, and then he got hooked on it. So if through your efforts you can have these members bring their kids out there, you may be creating a whole new generation, right?
Absolutely, that's the goal. You know, that's why we do what we do, is give the next generation that opportunity to get in the outdoors, and just like myself and just like you guys, you know, once we are introduced to it, you're hooked. You know, I can imagine what my life would be like if I didn't have the outdoors. That's really all I think about. And, you know, even this morning, getting rid of my kids ready for go to school, they're like, Dad, two more sleeps until it's youth turkey season. You know, they're fired up about it. You know, it's almost that time. It's here.
The fact that it's even on their conscience on their mind that they want to do that. My grandkids down in Texas are showing chickens and rabbits this week. I'm like, yeah, go America.
That is awesome. Sam, can't beat that.
Sam, I do want to put out there, unionsportsmans.org is your website, and you prominently display under one of the tabs about Made in the USA products. Let's talk about your part in promoting those companies.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really what we strive to do. So if you go to one of our conservation dinners, one of our sporting clays events, and you see all of our giveaways we have on the table, they are American-made products. It is something we highly strive to do, just because it's extremely important to us. It's very important to our members. You know, it's the right thing to do. When we're looking at any type of product or anybody we're going to support in general, American made, it's the only way to go.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. So, specifically, you guys are active here in the greater St. Louis area as well. Can you tell us about that?
We are super active here in the St. Louis area. And that's all thanks to our building trades members and our CLC members we have here in the St. Louis area. And, you know, in the past year, we've completed two very large archery ranges, one at Quiver River State Park in Troy, Missouri, and then the one we're getting ready to do the grand opening on there at Sunset Park in Florissant. And that's just all thanks to all of our incredible trades, especially, our folks that really been leading this have been Gary Payer with Insulators Local 1, Scott Downs with Cement Masons Local 527, and Alan Bathon with Utility Workers 335, and my hometown local, Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 562. So it's really neat. I'm very fortunate to be a pipefitter from here in St. Louis and just have those connections. That's why we've had such great success out here, just because of our incredible members that are willing to give back when they have a chance.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for all you do.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, Sam, we do want to talk about the qualifications to become a member. Of course, anybody, I'm sure, can make a donation, but you have to be a current standing. Could you be a retired union employee? Or, you know, and the job force is changing so much, too, that, you know, some people are losing their jobs. So talk about what you have to have, the prerequisites to become a member of the Union Sportsman's Alliance.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, no matter what, we offer free membership to any veterans out there.
Wonderful.
Past or present, no matter what, doesn't matter if you're a union member or not, if you are a veteran or active duty member of the military, you have free membership to organization. Other than that, we offer free membership to 16 different international unions. And on our website, you can see that list of charter unions. And it goes from plumbers, pipe fitters, laborers, sheet metal workers, insulators, bricklayers, elevator mechanics.
Electricians?
The list goes on. Electricians, absolute IBEW. It's one of our biggest.
I don't know about those guys. I don't know. Old Sparky, I don't think he's going to sign up.
Oh, man. But even if you're not part of one of our charter unions, we offer a very low membership rate of $35 to join the Union Sportsman's Alliance.
Wonderful. I didn't hear SAG-AFTRA in there. It's a union. It's a union. I mean, I've been a part of it for 30 years.
It's part of it, absolutely.
Is it?
Okay.
Yep. If you guys get a chance, check out that membership tab we have.
Yeah, that's good. I just don't know how many SAG-AFTRA members are out there handling guns. I'm not bringing politics into it, but one is all that's important, Bo Matthews. I used to be a member of SAG-AFTRA when I worked at Channel 4 for all those years. I was a member of AFTRA at the time. I guess I just wasn't aware if there were opportunities like that out there. That's fantastic, Sam. Thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
And we do want to mention that it is unionsportsmans.org is the website. But you guys don't really get into politics at some of your events or some of your projects that you guys are you got volunteers for. Politics stays out of it, correct?
That is 100% correct. We stay the farthest away from politics as possible just because that's not what we're in it for. You know, we're in it for...
Welcome back. And you know, one of the things that I love doing more than anything is hunting and fishing and shooting. And you can wrap all that together with our next guest. That is Sam Phipps, Conservation Programs Manager for the Union Sportsman's Alliance. And Sam, welcome to the program. How are you?
Man, I'm doing very good. I cannot thank you guys enough for having me on. Big fan and happy to be here. Thank you so much.
You know, we're all about the outdoors and Second Amendment issues and hunting, and we talk guns all the time. And I mean, your organization, maybe you can tell people a little bit about the background of the Union Sportsman's Alliance.
Yeah, absolutely. Would be happy to do so. So the Union Sports Alliance, we are a union-operated and union-dedicated nonprofit conservation organization. And mainly what our mission is and what we do is we educate future generations of sportsmen and women who can serve healthy wildlife habitat and volunteer our time and unique trade skills for conservation infrastructure projects all across the country. And these projects are really geared towards anything that improves public access to the outdoors for a quality place to hunt, fish, shoot, and for folks to recreate in the outdoors in their community.
Sam, Bo here. Hey, how long have you guys been an organization?
Bo, we started off in 2010, and that's when our program kicked off, and especially our Work Boots on the Ground program. And since that time, we've had, around 5,000 union members have came out to our projects and donated around 56,000 hours towards community service projects across the country.
Wow.
Yeah, that's outstanding. You know, I mean, I can't think of how many times I've thought, boy, you know, if I just had a good carpenter, I could do this or that. And so you guys are providing that kind of skill set in a volunteer way just to provide infrastructure, I'm assuming, for what, different parks and places like that?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. So what we bring to the table is pretty incredible. It's a very unique volunteer group. They're the most skilled men and women on the planet. So we work all across the country. We do a lot of projects for U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Army Corps of Engineers. And we put our folks in the community we build archery ranges, we build gun ranges, we do handicap accessible fishing piers, fishing docks, boat ramps, anything that improves that public access to the outdoors for people to get out. And it's absolutely incredible. It's really neat seeing folks like Army Corps with the light bulb finally goes off in their head, like, wow, this isn't just your average volunteer group. You know, it's these folks are, they do infrastructure for a living. That's how they feed their families. And when they have their free time, they're joining us on our projects and our youth events and giving back.
Well, it's really exciting that your membership is growing by leaps and bounds, because in the day of American Legions and VFWs and Lions and all these other organizations, they're struggling with older members just trying to hang on, and it's hard to recruit new members. I guess maybe the combination of hardworking Americans and the outdoor life is definitely tantalizing for a lot of people, would you say?
Oh, completely agree. Yes, sir, absolutely. And, you know, it's unfortunate to see those organizations kind of declining in membership. And, you know, one thing that we like to offer the Union Sports Alliance is we offer our membership a way to recreate outside of the workplace. You know, we have an entire sporting clays tour that we put on across the country where members are able to come out with their local, with their apprentices, with their families even, and enjoy a day of sporting clays or trap shooting, and or even come down to our fishing events or our conservation dinners we put on. And that's how, you know, we really see our membership grow that way. Just give them a really fun activity to do outside the workplace.
Yeah, and they get their families involved, and maybe that's the thing that gets them hooked, right? Because my kid was a great trap shooter, but of course we didn't know that, and he was actually at a scouting event one time, and they were doing some trap shooting, and he was basically a natural at it, and then he got hooked on it. So if through your efforts you can have these members bring their kids out there, you may be creating a whole new generation, right?
Absolutely, and that's the goal. You know, that's why we do what we do, is you know, give the next generation that opportunity to get in the outdoors, and just like myself and just like you guys, you know, once we are introduced to it, you're hooked. You know, I couldn't imagine what my life would be like if I didn't have the outdoors. That's really all I think about. And, you know, even this morning, getting rid of my kids ready for go to school, they're like, Dad, two more sleeps until it's youth turkey season. You know, they're fired up about it. You know, it's almost that time. It's here.
The fact that it's even on their conscience on their mind that they want to do that. My grandkids down in Texas are showing chickens and rabbits this week. I'm like, yeah, go America.
That is awesome. Sam, can't beat that.
Sam, I do want to put out there, unionsportsmans.org is your website, and you prominently display under one of the tabs about Made in the USA products. Let's talk about your part in promoting those companies.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really what we strive to do. So if you go to one of our conservation dinners, one of our sporting clays events, and you see all of our giveaways we have on the table, they are American-made products. It is something we highly strive to do, just because it's extremely important to us. It's very important to our members. You know, it's the right thing to do. When we're looking at any type of product or anybody we're going to support in general, American-made, it's the only way to go.
Yeah, well, I love it. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. That's great. So, specifically, you guys are active here in the greater St. Louis area as well. Can you tell us about that?
We are super active here in the St. Louis area, and that's all thanks to our building trades members and our CLC members we have here in the St. Louis area. And, you know, in the past year, we've completed two very large archery ranges, one at Quiver River State Park in Troy, Missouri, and then the one we're getting ready to do the grand opening on there at Sunset Park in Florissant. And that's just all thanks to all of our incredible trades, especially, you know, our folks that have really been leading this have been Gary Payer with Insulators Local 1, Scott Downs with Cement Masons Local 527, and Alan Bathon with Utility Workers 335, and my hometown local, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 562. So it's really neat. I'm very fortunate to be a pipe fitter from here in St. Louis and just have those connections. That's why we've had such great success out here, just because of our incredible members that are willing to give back when they have a chance.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for all you do.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, Sam, we do want to talk about the qualifications to become a member. Of course, anybody, I'm sure, can make a donation, but you have to be a current standing. Could you be a retired union employee, or, you know, and the job force is changing so much, too, that, you know, some people are losing their jobs. So talk about what you have to have, the prerequisites to become a member of the Union Sportsman's Alliance.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, no matter what, we offer free membership to any veterans out there.
Wonderful.
Past or present, no matter what, doesn't matter if you're a union member or not, if you are a veteran or active duty member of the military, you have free membership to organization. Other than that, we offer free membership to 16 different international unions. And on our website, you can see that list of charter unions, and it goes from plumbers, pipe fitters, laborers, sheet metal workers, insulators, bricklayers, elevator mechanics.
Electricians?
The list goes on. Electricians, absolute IBEW. It's one of our biggest.
I don't know about those guys. I don't know. Old Sparky, I don't think he's going to sign up.
Oh, man. But even if you're not part of one of our charter unions, we offer a very low membership rate of $35 to join the Union Sports Alliance.
Wonderful. I didn't hear SAG-AFTRA in there. It's a union. It's a union. I mean, I've been a part of it for 30 years.
It's part of it, absolutely.
Is it?
Okay.
Yep. Anyway. If you guys get a chance, check out that membership tab we have.
Yeah, that's good. I just don't know how many SAG-AFTRA members are out there handling guns. I'm not bringing politics into it, but one is all that's important, Bo Matthews. I used to be a member of SAG-AFTRA when I worked at Channel 4 for all those years. I was a member of AFTRA at the time. I guess I just wasn't aware if there were opportunities like that out there. That's fantastic, Sam. Thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
And we do want to mention that it is unionsportsmans.org is the website. But you guys don't really get into politics at some of your events or some of your projects that you guys got volunteers for. Politics stays out of it, correct?
That is 100% correct. We stay the farthest away from politics as possible just because that's not what we're in it for. You know, we're in it for making a difference in communities across the country and getting our members involved and making that difference and promoting that public access and wildlife conservation, you name it. So our job is we steer away from politics. We put back our skilled tradesmen and women to the community.
Yeah, well, that's great. Sam Phipps, our guest from Union Sportsmen's Alliance. And tell us a little bit more about what's going to go on in Florissant. Is that open to the public up there?
Yes, sir. So here very soon, we're getting ready to do our grand opening for our new archery range at Sunset Park in Florissant. It will be 100% open to the public and to the community. And also a really cool part about this is the Lindenwood University archery team is going to be using this as their primary practice facility now for their students and their archery team. But here soon, in about the next 2 weeks, we'll do that grand opening. And it is an absolutely incredible archery range. I think the community is going to absolutely love it, and I hope people really get out there, start using it, and more importantly, introduce somebody else to the sport of archery.
Yeah, that's good. That is a skill set I never mastered. Not bad with a crossbow, but that's more like a rifle, right?
Come on out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, absolutely. I you know, my brother-in-law that I had, he was like all about archery, and I'd never picked up a bow in my life, except when I was a kid and a little, you know, the toy one. But 75 yards, he nails the bullseye. And Mark, I'm going to tell you, I picked it up first shot, bullseye right next to his. I'm like, yeah.
Nothing to it. Nothing to it.
Practice.
It sounds like the three of us need to do some practice at Sunset Park possibly here soon.
I think you're on to something for sure. Well, Sam Phipps, listen, pleasure meeting you, and thanks for all you're doing for conservation efforts and all those future archers up there in Florissant.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to come on here and talk to you guys and talk about the organization. It really does mean a lot to us.
And although there's not a lot at unionsportsmans.org, there is a job opportunity out there, so you might want to look at that. They're looking for a communications coordinator there, Mark Cox. The whole radio thing doesn't work out for you.
What's Bo trying to tell me
here? We'd be happy to have you,
buddy. All right, Sam, good luck to you.
Well, thank you guys very much. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Y'all take care.
You as well, Sam. Thank you. Enjoy youth turkey season as well.
That's great. Yeah, what a good energy. He's got a good energy, doesn't he? That's awesome.
Yeah, that is great. So what are you saying about my radio career there, Bo?
Everybody in this business has to have a backup plan. Are you kidding me?
We know better.
Yeah, no kidding. Boy, that's funny. That's good stuff. All right. Well, I'm glad that they're opening that up in Florissant. I didn't know that was going on up there. It's fantastic. Not a lot of local cities doing things like that, right?
That's right. You know, in 2024, I asked you if you would ever take me out to the golf course some, you know, day to see Dr. Green. You know, maybe you and I need to team up and do some archery. I don't do any. I've never done it. I've got a bow named after me. It's a Matthews bow.
Bow. Do you own one?
A Bo Matthews bow. Matthews bow.
You own a Matthews bow? Bow?
No. I need to. Oh. But there's a company that it's called Matthews Bow.
Okay. All right.
And it's a huge brand. Maybe I should get like a donated one or two.
Now you're on to something, because I don't own one. So if I take up that sport, that's one more expensive piece of equipment I've got to go buy. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, Def Gay. That's right.
Honey, what did you just bring home? Oh, this bow that's $350?
Yeah, that's probably cheap for one of the really good ones, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but if you give them a few more dollars, they'll change the actual total on the receipt.
Information.
It's a little secret.
Information every husband needed to know there. Thank you. Well, we appreciate it. That's good stuff.
All right.
Well, hey, listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hopefully you got to see a couple of Cards of victories this weekend. We'll see you around on Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.